Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He has been on with us numerous times, and he's one of our favorite guests. He's got a brand spanking new solo album coming out on February 10th called All Because of You from Free and Bad Company. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again, Simon Kirk. Hiya, Simon.
Hello, chaps.
How you doing,
hey,
dude?
Don't forget Ringo.
There's a question. Being a drummer, and other drummers have done it, what was it like when you went out on tour with Ringo Starr?
It was great. He told me that I reminded him, he said, you play like me with muscles. Which I took as a supreme compliment. It was lovely. Are you kidding? Playing with a Beatle? It was wonderful.
Now, this is your third solo record. Yeah. In most cases, people wouldn't question that unless you're a drummer. Right. Do people find it odd that you write and perform beyond drums?
Drummers have such a bad rep. We are the Neanderthals of the music industry. And it's a bit of a drag, actually. You know, Collins did a good job with his solo career. Mm-hmm. Leave on Helm and... that's it. I've run out of singing drumming. No, look, I've been playing guitar almost as long as I've been playing drums. I've been playing piano a long, long time. And over the years, I put together a lot of songs, and mm-hmm. no one was recording them, so I thought, well, I'll record them myself. The first two albums didn't sell very well. Well, put it like this, I'm thinking of taking the people who bought the first two albums out to dinner. they didn't do very well. This third album I recorded with a wonderful band called The Empty Pockets. Mm-hmm. They are managed by my manager, Mr. David Spiro, and he heard the songs that I played to him. He said, this band would be wonderful for you to record these songs with. And I went to Chicago to meet them, and it really was a marriage made in heaven. They're a wonderful band.
So is that the band that's also backing you up on the, ready for this, folks, ukulele version of Feel Like Making Love?
Yes.
Wait, say yeah. What? Who's on ukulele?
Me.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, ukulele, yeah. Yeah.
It's really good. Now, did you have to pay royalties to other guys in the band for using that song?
Well, no. I mean, they will, you know, when the album sells, there's no if about it, because this album will sell, because it's wonderful. Paul Rogers and Mick Rouse will get royalties for that song.
Okay. All right.
So they, you know, I had to pass it by them. I had to get the green light from them. Because it was kind of a radical departure from the original.
Uh-huh.
And thinking, oh, God, they're not going to like it. They actually loved it. Mick loved it, and Paul said it was a toe-tapper. So that was good. And everyone else loves it. And, I didn't really expect it to be on the album. It was just something that I was knocking around with in my apartment. And Maria, my fiancé, said, oh, that's wonderful. You should play that on stage.
Now, with a title like All Because of You, something tells me that Maria could be the inspiration?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Most of the songs were written with her in mind.
Okay.
She's a great lady, and we are actually getting married July the 8th.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, well, see, you're doing just the opposite of Adele and Taylor Swift. You're marrying somebody, and it got you creative. They need to break up with people.
I never thought of that. That's actually a very good point. But it doesn't alter the fact that I'm still going to get married.
Now, once before, I asked you about your ultimate band, and the singer you picked was Otis Redding.
Mm.
Right? But are there artists of that genre that you ever got the chance to work with?
Well, I worked with Wilson Pickett.
Really?
I was absolutely bowled over. Quite a few years ago, about 10 or 12 years ago now, a friend of mine called me up and he said, listen, would you like to play with Wilson Pickett? I said, are you kidding? I'd love to.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely bowled over. And I was a bit nervous because he's quite an intimidating guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to take him out. Listen to this. He said, I want to get a drink. And everyone in the studio went, oh, God. Because apparently, you know, he was a bit of a tearaway.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'll take him out. We'll go and get him something. And we were walking down Broadway. And I said, Wilson, you got to sing it. He said, sing what? I said, funky, funky Broadway. Funky, funky Broadway. And he started singing funky Broadway. I thought, it doesn't get much better than this. I'm walking down Broadway with Wilson Pickett singing funky, funky Broadway.
All right, so before you go, worst Badco gig ever.
Oh, God. Laredo, Texas, 1977.
Okay.
The weather was so bad that the United Airlines canceled the flight. This is how bad it was. So we thought, screw it. We're going to rent a plane, which we did. We had a little bit of money in those days.
Uh-huh.
It was a Learjet. It cost a lot of money to fly from New York to Texas. But anyway, we had about 4 hours to get there, and it's about a 4.5 hour flight.
Okay.
So you can imagine. We got absolutely legless, paralytic, drunk, any substance that we could ingest, we ingested. I don't remember taking off, let alone landing, doing the show, and coming back.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, we were amazing. That's the worst gig that I never remembered.
Simon Kirk's new album, All Because of You, comes out on February 10th. We look forward to talking to you each and every time. Good luck with this one, Simon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You take care.
Okay, buddy.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.